Hey,
what's my briefcase?
Keep us out.
We demand that you can't keep us out.
Who are you? What do you want? We're busy.
I am Magic Thighs.
And I demand that I am Vroom Vondel.
Too light. They don't need to demand that.
All right. I am Vroom Vondel, and that is not a demand. That is a solid fact. What we demand is solid facts.
No, we don't. That's precisely what we don't demand.
Oh. We don't demand solid facts. What we demand is a total absence of solid facts. I demand that I may or may not be Vroom Vondel.
Who are you, anyway?
We are philosophers.
Though we may not be.
Yes, we are.
Oh, sorry,
We are quite definitely here as representatives of the Amalgamated Union of Philosophers, Sages, Luminaries, and other professional thinking persons.
Mm-hmm.
And we want this machine off, and we want it off now.
What is all this?
We demand that you get rid of it.
Well, what's the problem?
I'll tell you what the problem is, mate. Demarcation, that's the problem.
We demand that demarcation may or may not be the problem.
You just let the machines get on with the adding up and we'll take care of the eternal verities, thank you very much.
Yeah.
By law, the quest for the ultimate truth is quite clearly the unalienable prerogative of your working fingers.
That's right.
I mean, what's the use of our sitting up all night saying there may
or may not be
a god if this machine comes along next morning and gives you his telephone number?
We demand rigidly defined areas of doubt and uncertainty.
Might I make an observation at this point?
You keep out of this, metal nose.
We demand that that machine not be allowed to think about this problem.
If I might make an observation.
We'll go on strike.
That's right. You'll have a national philosopher's strike on your hands.
Who will that inconvenience?
Never you mind who it'll inconvenience, you box of blacklegging binary bits. It'll hurt, Buster. It'll hurt.
If I might make an observation, all I want to say is that my circuits are now irrevocably committed to computing the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
Ah,
but the program will take me 7.5 million years to run.
7.5 million years?
Yes, I said I'd have to think about it, didn't I? And it occurs to me that running a program like this is bound to cause sensational public interest.
And so,
any philosophers who are quick off the mark are going to clean up in the prediction business.
Prediction business?
Obviously. You just get on the pundit circuit. You all go on the chat shows and the color supplements and violently disagree with each other about what answer I'm eventually going to produce. And if you get yourselves clever agents, you'll be on the gravy train for life.
Bloody hell, now that's what I call thinking. Here, Vroom Vondel, why do we never think of things like that?
Dunno. Think our minds must be too highly trained, Magic Thighs.
But I don't understand what all this has got to do with the Earth and mice and things.
All will become clear to you, Earthman. I'm not anxious to hear what the computer had to say 7.5 million years later.
Oh, well, yes, of course. Quite.
Here is the recording of the events of that fateful day.